Wisconsin's two candidates for U.S. Senate have been crisscrossing the state this summer, talking about issues that matter to voters. In Milwaukee lately, people have been concerned about a fatal police shooting and violence in the Sherman Park neighborhood. Republican Senator Ron Johnson and Democratic challenger Russ Feingold have weighed in on Milwaukee's struggles. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the two have differing solutions.
Incumbent Senator Ron Johnson has just finished speaking to the Kiwanis Club in Milwaukee. He says the violence that broke out near Sherman Park is understandable.
It's decades of failed programs that have trapped individuals in the inner city, in cities like Milwaukee, in a cycle of poverty and dependency and despair. And so then it probably doesn't take much of a catalyst to spark that type of, you know, when you have that high level of frustration, that level of despair.
But Johnson says violence isn't the answer, and he fears the arson fires that ruined businesses will make other companies reluctant to locate in the central city. Johnson insists the solution lies in fewer large-scale government programs, such as the Affordable Care Act, President Obama's health care program.
Again, I don't think it's worked very well when we outsource our compassion to the federal government, a one-size-fits-all solution. I think we ought to be devolving some of these programs, some of the spending, some of the taxing authority back down to states, back down to local communities where problems are actually solved.
Some problems must be worked out at the local level, according to former Democratic Senator Russ Feingold, such as more dialogue between police and community members. Feingold says he'd be happy to participate.
We have to understand that we can't just talk about this after there's been a problem or a tragedy. We need to have ongoing communication to reduce the tension. Many people in the community are uncomfortable with some of their police encounters. Many of the police find it very stressful and difficult to deal with these encounters in the community.
Feingold also campaigned in Milwaukee this week. He promised that if elected, he'd pour more federal money into struggling neighborhoods, such as into its police force and schools.
For me, making sure that we have schools, the public schools, being properly funded and being safe is very much the top of the list. You can't just abandon those schools and say, well, we're going to have kids go to some other place. The community itself has to work. The streets have to be safe. People have to feel that police officers know the people in the community. So it should be community policing. Has always been a good practice that has been less funded sometimes than in the past.
Marquette University political science professor Julia Azari says she's not surprised by the candidates' responses to the violence Milwaukee experienced.
So I think it really exemplifies the way the two parties have typically approached social problems for the last really 40, 50 years. On the one hand, the idea of increasing federal involvement, of increasing government funding and government programs, and on the other hand, this kind of Republican notion that this is really about what happens outside the public sphere. This is really about family, it's about church, it's about voluntary organizations.
Azari believes the candidates' positions reflect a need to play to their base supporters in order to drive turnout this fall. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.